Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive.
Hey, hey,
country
here we are.
Folks can survive.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Hope you're surviving wherever you are. And we here at the Trump Phenomenon are doing that here in North Dakota. And also at our host station there, our host network, Republic Broadcasting Network. It's more than a station. It's a lot more than a station. John Stadtmiller has created a network. Breitbart, for example, is a network. And there are all too few Patriot networks. Many have fallen by the wayside. And the key to keeping them alive, two things. One, we need a few geniuses like John Stadtmiller who can tough it out. And then we need people like you to contribute. And I might say something here Let me just think. I was just thinking about this. My hands are all sticky. I was just varnishing a floor. And if my mouse sticks or something here in the course of the show, it's because I'm sticking to my equipment. I'll try to somehow get the varnish off my hands during the course of our 2 hours together. I'm thinking that I might just do this. I might just appeal to you. I in the past, I've made appeals to, help this show out by contributing, and I've given you my P.O. Box in East Grand Forks and so on, et cetera, P.O. Box 9, et cetera. And I'm thinking, maybe I should instead just make the appeal different. Send your help to help this show, but send it directly to RBN in Round Rock, Texas. And send it directly to, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll see various ways to contribute there. And then what you can do for me is when you make your contribution by mail or check or credit card or PayPal or however you contrive to get your funds into RBN, put in a note, hey, I'm a Kelso listener. And I think that's an idea. And it's the way to go. Because instead of having you send funds to me and then I send them to RBN, just send it straight to RBN and put a note in there so that Mr. Statmiller will notice, hey, Kelso's got a lot of people out there listening. They're enthusiastic, and it causes them to want to keep this network thriving. So I just thought of this idea. It just occurred to me while I was varnishing. Somehow the fumes of the varnish created this idea in my mind. So, yeah. Oh boy, there's nothing like old original flooring. Oh my gosh, do I love 100-year-old and more flooring. Ooh, it's so fun restoring it, bringing out the luster of it and so on. Taking off paint and things that were foolishly applied to that original beautiful European craftsmanship, that joinery, that woodworking. Anyway, that's what I've been doing, and that's inspired me to this idea. It's either the fumes, the varnish fumes, or the inspiration of that European craftsmanship, or the intersection of the two. So I'll come back to the idea. But this today, let's see, what is today? To look at my computer to tell. It's March 31st, last day of March 2019. And this is a live show. I'm James Kelso. The title of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. And, well, we're certainly having, there's never been a dull week in the Trump Phenomenon since Donald Trump came down the escalator. What was the date? June 14th, I believe, 2015. And it's been a rocket ship ride ever since that day. Now, this week has not disappointed, has it, folks? We have the Mueller meltdown. Oh, that's so beautiful. That right there, that's worth the price of admission. Just that. We've got William Barr, Donald Trump's new attorney general. Looks as if he is a solid attorney general. We want to see some more, but he looks as if he's just what the doctor ordered in place of the mysterious and unexplainable Jeff Sessions, which really, really hurt the Trump presidency for its first 2 years. But that problem looks like it's been solved. Oh, let's see. What are the other beautiful things that have happened? Well, there's the Mueller meltdown. There's also the left-wing demon rat meltdown. They're all melting down. There's not a single Democrat who's kept his or her cool, who has any composure at all. They're all frantically screaming into the TV cameras. Nancy Pelosi, boy, have you seen her lately? She's getting like really upset and angry. And she looks like Dianne Feinstein when she was getting upset at those little children who were telling her that she needs to endorse the Green New Deal. And she started barking at little children. completely losing her composure. Nancy Pelosi doing the exact same thing. And then, all of the talking heads, all of the deep state, well, I love the term news fakers. They're not newsmen or women. They're certainly not journalists. They're not reporters. They are news fakers. And every one of them. Can you think of an exception? Can you think of an honest, good journalist at any network other than Fox? There may be one. Let me know if you spotted one. Let us know the name of that one, and then give us your estimate as to how many days or weeks or months it will be before they migrate over to Fox. We have the example here of Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs was having a great TV show with Stuart Varney. And the by the way, in my genealogy yesterday, I came across the name Varney in my own family tree. So I have some Varney in me. So I'll have to see whether I'm related to Stuart Varney. But anyway, Stuart Varney, great patriot. Lou Dobbs, great patriot. And they were having a great colloquy in which they were talking about the days when they were both, I believe, both at CNN in the founding days. And correct me if my memories are wrong on this, folks. A lot of you have better memories than I do. But I think Ted Turner was involved with the founding of CNN. And they said back in those days, there was something to the network. And Lou Dobbs, more than anyone else, built CNN. So that's why I say if you spot a patriot in any one of these networks, they're going to be thrown overboard at MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, or CNN, or any of the radio stations like NPR and so on. They will be offloaded, and the only home is Fox now. But the plot thickens. Is Fox all in on Patriot broadcasting? Well, no, they're not. Because the people who own Fox, sad to say, wouldn't it be wonderful if we, Patriots, were, let's say, a publicly held stock company, and we, Patriots, owned tens of billions of dollars worth of Fox stock? That would be a great thing if all the Patriots who watch Fox could buy the stock, just as I'm advocating. If you listen to RBN, hey, buy into it, invest, send some money to Round Rock, and engineer, if you could type in for me on the screen the exact address that we want folks to send to in Round Rock, I will repeat that for the audience. And the but yeah, that would be, but Fox isn't that way. It's owned by the Murdoch family. And as far as I know, of course, I don't know any of the Murdochs, but what I've heard is that they are liberals. Rupert, the father, he's the maestro of the whole Fox empire. Then he has two sons, and I'm trying to remember their names. I think one of them is Laughlin or Lachlan, and the other is James. And I have heard that they may be even more liberal than Dad. So this does not bode well. Now, are there any signs that there is trouble afoot at Fox, that this great patriot upsurge at Fox, which has, by the way, made billions and billions upon billions of dollars for the Murdochs, this patriots, you, me, us, tuning into Fox, we have boosted Fox to a clear, runaway lead over all other cable networks. So it's number one. I think it equals MSNBC and CNN combined in second and third place. But is there trouble? Yes, there is. Because now, and let me know, I did not note, shame on me. I should have been tuned in last night, Saturday night, during the Jeanine Pirro hour, to see whether her show was once again canceled by the Murdochs or their minions. Anybody listening who knows whether Jeanine Pirro was or was not on the air last night, please call in. I'm hoping she was. If she wasn't, is that the third or the fourth week that she's been taken off the air? That's really bad, folks. If they can take off Jeanine Pirro, was as good as they come. She was the many weeks, her focus on what was at stake with the Russiagate hoax was better than anybody else's. Sharper even than Tucker Carlson. Sharper even, who's as sharp as they come. But Jeanine Pirro, with her legal mind, her experience as a judge, as a prosecutor, cut right to the heart of the matter. And she was focused and on fire every week. And that's why her show was the number one rated cable show in America, which means in the world, because we're by far the biggest market. So she was the number one cable person on Saturday in the whole darn world. And you're going to cancel that show over what? She made a very reasonable comment about Ilhan Omar, the born in Mogadishu, Somalian 20-something woman, divorced, kind of weird in the Muslim world, divorced and super radical Islamist who is has nothing but bad things to say about America, who somehow got elected by the once incredibly white city of Minneapolis. There are a lot of fuzzy-headed liberals in Minnesota, and especially in Minneapolis. But in any event, Ilhan, and by the way, Jeanine Pirro knows what she's talking about when she talks about Islamists like Ilhan Omar, because her roots are in Lebanon. That's, I believe, Jeanine Pirro. I don't know if she was born in Lebanon. I'll look it up here before we get too much further into the show. But she's of Lebanese extraction and a Lebanese Christian. And the Lebanese Christians really know firsthand about Islamic extremism. They really know what it's like to be to be the target of Islamists who hate Christianity and Christians like Jeanine Pirro. So she part of her fire on the matter is that she knows personally what it's all about. So anyway, what was her horrible comment that she made? She said, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that the worst of what she said, worst in ironic quotes, is that following Sharia law, which Jeanine Pirro was inferring, and also it just, I mean, I does Ilhan Omar follow Sharia law? I'll bet a dollar to a donut she does. Is incompatible, inconsistent with the following the Constitution. The two things are diametrically opposed in spirit, in text, in culture and policy. The Constitution and Sharia law cannot coexist. And that's all she said. But that was enough for the Fox executives, liberals, to peremptorily cancel her show. Well, take it off the air. Has an announcement been made that she's canceled? But the audience needs to let them know with fury that we want Jeanine Pirro back. Now, let me just make another note here, and correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't noticed the other heroes on Fox banding together on behalf of Jeanine. I'll talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned, and we'll take your calls.
Like the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Hey, we're back, folks.
When this war is over.
And, during the breaker, I was educating myself on one of the people I admire the most in the media, Judge Jeanine Pirro. And shame on me, I haven't read as closely her Wikipedia article. And remember, of course, Wikipedia is terribly, terrible at biographies of patriots. I mean, it's unbelievable the things they say that are absolute lies about us. But in Jeanine Pirro's article, several times they use the phrase she was the host of Justice with Judge Jeanine. Sometimes they say she is, sometimes they say she was. So they're on to this. The left wingers who run Wikipedia, there's a cabal within Wikipedia. What's the name of the guy who started Wikipedia? It's going to come to me in a second. But he doesn't really control his own website anymore. There's a network, a cabal of hundreds, maybe thousands of left-wingers who police Wikipedia. They make sure that garbage goes up about patriots and that any bad news about left-wingers is deleted. It's really bad on Wikipedia. But in any event, She was born in Elmira, New York, to Lebanese parents. So she got, you know, she, from the time she was on the daddy's knee, she was hearing stories from mom and dad about how bad the persecution of Christians in Lebanon is. And the Christian community in Lebanon, folks, is a very big one. And almost all of the Lebanese who emigrated to the United States in, you know, many decades ago were Christian Lebanese. So if you met a Lebanese person, you know, like 30 or 40 years ago, it was bound to be a Christian Lebanese. And there's a big Lebanese population, a big Christian population in Lebanon, but under attack, under assault. And Jeanine Pirro would be an expert on this. There would be a special understanding on her part as to how persecuted Christians are in the Middle East. The Christians have been basically eliminated from Iraq, once a very large community. They are being eliminated from Syria, also once a very large community. Some of the original Christian churches 2,000 years ago were in Syria, places like Antioch, terms you will remember from the Bible. Christians are persecuted in Turkey. The Copts, the Coptic Christians in Egypt, who were once quite numerous, are being constantly assaulted, and their numbers being driven down in Egypt, thanks to what's the term that Breitbart's using for her? They're using the term for Hillary. Okay, it'll come to me in a second. Thanks to Hillary, Christians are being eliminated in Libya. Hillary's responsible for turning Libya over to the radical Islamists and getting rid of Gaddafi, who defended the Christians in Libya. So it goes throughout the Middle East. There is no safe haven for Christians anywhere in the Middle East, except Israel. And so she was born in Elmira, New York, and my point is this. I haven't seen, the only person I've seen coming to her defense in a strong way is President Trump, who's a very good friend of Jeanine Pirro's. I don't know whether I would love to see, but I'm not insisting, because I don't know the politics and I don't know the precariousness of the situation. I'd love to see Jeanine Pirro's friends at Fox, which include Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin. All of those people really like Jeanine Pirro and are, I'm sure, horrified that Fox looks like it's eliminating her, sending her into the memory hole for no reason, no good reason, other than they don't like she's being sent into the memory hole because she's so good. She's so passionate. She's so pinpoint accurate. Anyway, I haven't seen these other patriots at Fox mount a defense of Jeanine Pirro. I don't know if that's feasible or not, but I would like to see it happen. And if Fox is going to start jettisoning patriots, I'd like to see somebody like the Mercer family, Robert Mercer and what's her name, Rebecca Mercer. I'd like to see them start, or someone else who has boku bucks, start a new network that's a patriot network where the talent like Tucker Carlson, genius like his, genius like Sean Hannity's, is free and is unconstrained and does not need to be afraid of liberals who own the network. So there you go. That's my commentary on Jeanine Pirro. Let's hope she comes back one of these Saturdays, and let the people at Fox know you're upset. And I think one of the things you might say is, hey, we patriots, if you're going to do this to us, Fox, we made you rich. We built your network. You owe us. If you're going to do this to us, take one of our very best people off the air. Peremptorily, I mean, just arbitrarily, then we need to consider creating a new competing patriot network that will hire away the Patriots at Fox, and then, as Ann Coulter said in her title, Adios America, it's Adios Fox. Because if all they're left with is Shepard Smith and who are some of the other winners, these horrible left-wing people, if that's all they're left with, their ratings will maybe dive below even those of CNN. All right, enough on that. Let me go to the boards. I think I saw a caller here. Let me shut up and go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, if you've been patient enough to wait, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I used to up in Indiana. I used to live. excuse me, with Lebanese people. They were all right. No problem. First of all, in Fort Worth is a guy who just turned 100 years today, and he was at the barracks, Schofield Barracks in Hawaii, in I'm talking about
December 7th, 1941.
And he went on leave for a couple of days, and he heard about it, and he ran back to do something. Anyway, then he went and got caught in the Bulge, Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's 100 years old today.
In 41, that's, yeah, okay, 100 years old.
Maybe you could drag it down to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram today.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there aren't too many of those guys left from World War II. And that's going to be a sad departure there, these old guys who that was a different America. And that was an America, by the way. Think about it, folks. You know, is there anything – now, I don't want to be disparaging of us as patriots. We're a hell of a team. And Donald Trump's the leader of that team. And for the foreseeable future. That's why I hope he stays healthy, doesn't let the – one of the things that the left is trying to do, one of the things that Mueller's task was just to wear Donald Trump down, to break him. That was Andy Weissman, the Doberman pincher, the attack dog for Robert Mueller. He has broken many people, bankrupted them. Look what they did to General Mike Flynn. They bankrupted Roger Stone, has been bankrupted, and marched out of his house in shackles at gunpoint. Some two or three dozen SWAT team armed assault troops with an armored car. Roger Stone doesn't even have a weapon in his house. His wife is asleep. He's asleep. She's deaf. And there's no reason to bang on Roger Stone's door. And CNN was there with a news team. They'd been tipped off. Somebody tipped them off. Was it Robert Mueller? Was it Andy Weissman?
Oh, yeah, somebody did.
Yeah, and that was the point. The whole point, one of the points of Robert Mueller was to break you guys, to break the Patriot team, to break its leader. And to turn people against each other. And
hey, Google Stone books. There's a bunch of them on there. You can hunt for them. You can buy them.
He's a great, great writer, great patriot. And, of course, he did absolutely nothing wrong. I believe his trial, mysteriously, his trial is set for November. So for whatever reason, Mueller has left Stone, is going to deal with Stone like way in the future, and I don't think Stone even, well, we'll see if he even features in the report that will come out after William Barr finishes redacting it and so on, gets it shaped up for public release. But
I'm gone.
Okay, Ken. Hey, buddy. Thank you. There's a line open here, folks, if you want to call in. 800, I never gave the number, 800-313-9443, so you can get in on what's going on. One of Jeanine Pirro's books is Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. That's a very good book. She was a district attorney of Westchester County, which is just north of New York City, kind of a suburb of New York City. She was a judge of the Westchester County Court, one of the judges, I assume. And her maiden name, she was born Jeanine Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S. She's 67 years young, and she was born exactly 3 years almost to the day after I was. She's born in Elmira. I was born in New York City in Manhattan. And her spouse is Albert Pirro, so that's her married name. And got married in 1975, divorced in 2013. They have two children. And what a powerhouse Jeanine Pirro is. So let's hope that good things happen here with her show coming back on the air. And let's take a look here. My favorite place to look. And let me go there right now. And that, of course, is Twitter time. Donald Trump Twitter time, that is. Let's see here. Huh, okay. See, and when you do a search, it's getting harder and harder to go directly to Donald Trump, as if somebody is making it gumming up the works here quite intentionally. Okay. All right. I have to try again to get through. They make me try several times to get through. Okay, we're through. Donald Trump tweeted 57 minutes ago. And another tweet, did I say tweet? An hour ago. And let's see what he said since we talked last night. Okay, here we go. Let's pick up the thread where we left off. So he talked about, here's the new material. It would be so easy to fix our weak and very stupid Democrat-inspired immigration laws. In less than 1 hour, and then a vote, the problem would be solved. But the Democrats don't care about the crime. They don't want any victory for Trump and the Republicans, even if good for the USA. And what he's referring to is this. You could put a bill, that said, no more birthright citizenship. Two sentences. There are no longer will birthright citizenship be granted in the U.S. Okay, a couple of clarifying sentences to that. Another paragraph saying no chain migration. You do get into the United States, there is no, you have no right to bring in anybody and everybody with any, however distant, relation to you. Because if you think about it just for a second, folks, that's insanity. Because if I'm an immigrant and I can bring in everybody, all my real and make-believe cousins, parents, children, brothers, sisters, aunts and uncles, well, once they come in, so I bring them all in. I'll bet you it would not be hard at all to find illegals who have gotten amnestied into the U.S., who then use chain migration to bring in over 100 people. I'm sure of it. Somebody needs to write a book on this. There must be plenty of people who brought in a chain of 100 people. But, as Paul Harvey said, now the rest of the story. Those 100 people brought in by that first illegal alien who's amnestied in, and there are so many different ways of amnesty, effectively amnestying somebody in. Doesn't require a formal amnesty. If they're allowed to stay here and nobody's throwing them out, they're amnestied effectively. Ipso, So those 100 people, or 10, or 5, brought in by chain migration, what is their status? Oh, they have exactly the same right to do their own chain migration. So, folks, this is an exponential insanity. There is no limit. There is no limit at all as to how many people could be brought in by chain migration. The only thing restraining the number is probably just the laziness of the people who have the power to chain migrate into people into the country. Because they're too busy doing whatever else they do to bother using all the power that they have to bring in every aunt, cousin, uncle. And remember, they lie like a rug. This is very well done, really well established, that illegals in America, they do a bunch of things very frequently. They lie about who they are, their names, their papers, falsify papers. All of that should call for immediate expulsion from the U.S. That all of those should be felonies with immediate expulsion. But they cheat. They game the welfare system. They create multiple identities. All right. So let's go to the president's tweet. Forget about me. Let's go to the president. He says, in 1 hour, get rid of chain migration, get rid of birthright citizenship, get rid of the visa lottery. Just cancel it. One sentence. The visa lottery is canceled. Boom. But the Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to make America great again or secure. Next tweet. Mexico must use its very strong immigration laws to stop the many thousands of people trying to get into the USA. Our detention areas are maxed out, and we will take no more illegals. Next step is to close the border. And in his speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he said, close the damn border. This will also, to show his feelings about it, this will also help us with stopping the drug flow from Mexico. So what the president is saying is, with our demon rats making sure that our laws are crazy, insane, the president is saying, okay, I can't get anything out of the demon rats. All right, now I'm going to do what I can with you Mexicans, the Mexican government. Stop the flow into the U.S., which they have the power to do. See, they don't have any restraints. They don't have any Mr. Nice Guy laws in Mexico. Mexico is all tough stuff. It's all at the end of a barrel of a gun. The whole thing in Mexico. It's one big, giant, corrupt cartel in Mexico. So if the Mexican government wants something to happen, it happens. And there's no Mr. Nice Guy about it. So the president's saying, okay, Mexican government, what do you want more? Do you want to have the continued invasion across the U.S. border, or do you want trade with the U.S.? Because I'm making that your choice. I will cut off the trade if you don't cut off the invasion, which you have the power to do. So I love that. And that's Trump thinking outside, you know, out of the box, and very creatively and imaginatively leading. Let's go to another tweet. Everybody is asking, this is 1 hour ago. Can you believe that? 60 minutes ago, your president sent this message directly to you. It's addressed to you. Everybody is asking how the phony and fraudulent investigation of the no collusion, no obstruction Trump campaign began. We need to know for future generations to understand this hoax should never be allowed to happen to another president or administration again. Of course, that's so true. But let us also say that it shouldn't. It is happening to Donald Trump right now. It is not over. The hoax continues. And importantly, the belief by the American people who have been told The hoax has been repeated to them and at them so incessantly that when they voted in 2018, many millions of Americans believed, they've said so in polling, they believed Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians. They believed that Donald Trump had committed crimes against American law in relation to Russians. Of course, all of that is fairy tale. But it was repeated. The lie was repeated so often. Not everybody watches Fox. Not everybody watches Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity. So all those people who watch Chris Cuomo and his ilk, they were told so many times, so many thousands of times, so that when they went to the polls in November of 2018, that affected their voting. I think sufficiently. The polling numbers are pretty dramatic. A lot of people who went to the polls thought Donald Trump had committed some kind of crime. And that surely cost the Republicans that mistaken belief. So one of the reasons, not just for future generations or future presidents, we need to straighten this out right now so that this gets corrected in the minds of the American voters who still don't know the true story, because the controlled media won't tell them. And that's the whole premise of George Orwell's work. If the left controls the channels of communication, they can control your thinking. All right. And it worked. It worked in 2018. They controlled enough thinking to turn what should have been a Republican success in 2018, with the success of the Trump administration, there should have been resounding victories. There were some in the Senate, but the Senate margin should have improved even more, and the Republicans should have not only retained but increased their lead in the House. So the Russia hoax succeeded to some extent. They didn't get rid of Trump, but they got rid of a Republican majority in the House, and they're angling to stop Donald Trump in 2020. Okay. Next tweet. This is 58 minutes ago. Let me see if there's a tweet more recent than this. Let me close this and reopen it. And that's my way of refreshing this thing. Kind of an amateur way of doing it, but let's just see how it works here. It does refresh. I don't see a refresh button on my the Twitter page. You know, sometimes there is one, sometimes there isn't. What's the story there with Twitter? His most recent tweet is now 1 hour ago. It's quoting James Freeman at the Wall Street Journal. So this is a quote by Donald Trump from the Wall Street Journal, James Freeman. Quote, outrageous. It's the Adam Schiff problem. People abusing the access to classified data to then go out in public and make allegations that didn't prove to be true. You look at a decision to essentially investigate a political rival. Who made it? Unquote. So that's James Freeman asking that question in the Wall Street Journal. And by the way, I believe the Wall Street Journal, help me out, anybody out there in the audience, isn't the Wall Street Journal owned by the same people that own Fox? Let's just look it up here. I think it is. Let me just look it up, because I think I've seen disclaimers on Fox when they would have a Wall Street Journal guest on saying that we share ownership. And let me just see if I'm misremembering that. Let's look it up right now. Wall Street Journal, who owns you? And, of course, they're based in New York City. They have a building there in New York City. Published by the Dow Jones and Company, a division of News Corp. News Corp is, I believe, Murdoch. The Wall Street Journal is one of the largest newspapers in the U.S. by circulation, about 2.5 million copies, including 1.5 million digital subscriptions. So they actually have 1 million paper subscribers as of June 2018. And that's compared with USA Today's 1.7 million paper. So the Wall Street Journal, which is a much more serious paper, has the same paper circulation and a bigger digital circulation than USA Today. Won 37 Pulitzer Prizes, blah, blah, blah. But who owns it? Let's see. I'll skip who owns it. I mean, I'll skip its founding. And let's go to who owns it. News Corp. And let's see who owns News Corp. Okay. On May, in 2007, News Corporation made an unsolicited takeover bid for Dow Jones, the parent company of Wall Street Journal. We'll come right back with this. We'll figure out who owns Wall Street Journal right after this break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Hey, we're back, folks.
You know who you are, you're right.
Indeed, Rupert Murdoch did buy the Wall Street Journal, did merge with the Wall Street Journal, which was controlled by the Bancroft family. And so, yes, they are pretty much on the same team, Wall Street Journal and Fox. And Fox does have publicly traded shares, but Rupert Murdoch is the big factor, and let's just look him up real quickly. He controls the whole thing. And there was an interesting story I just read about Rupert Murdoch where somebody was talking about he wanted somebody fired in his empire, and then somebody protested, well, you know, the regulations and rules of our company require a review by a certain board of people and so on. And Rupert Murdoch said, come on, you swallow all that garbage? Yeah, I want this guy gone. He is, how much is he worth? He is worth his citizenship. He's a naturalized American as of 1985, born in Australia, gave up that citizenship in 1985. And he's 88 years old. And he is how rich? Net worth $18 billion. $18 billion. Now, that I believe is less than the net worth of Michael Bloomberg. Made his money in stocks and currency trading and so on. So he's not one of the biggest billionaires. All the Waltons are much bigger than Murdoch with $18 billion. But Murdoch has such a presence in the media, his power is greater than these other people. And he has six children. Lachlan and James, those are the two that are scheduled to take over. 88 years old, he's getting up there. So, yes, he owns, I think, the London Times, and he owns, I believe, the New York Post, and Sky TV. Yeah, he has a really, really broad ownership in media. He's decided media is his thing, and so he's super powerful. But and I believe he's a liberal, but he's made a whole bunch of billions of dollars on us conservatives. And the one that concerns me, you know, when we get down to when push comes to shove, Jeanine Pirro was shoved out of the most successful Saturday cable show. A great, great show. I always tuned in to Jeanine Pirro. So anyway, we'll stay tuned for that. Let me go to the call board here and see if there's – we have Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you, I read this, but I forgot. you remember the Islip garbage barge from Long Island or Manhattan up there, that area that traveled all over?
Well, we'll save that story for another show, Pat. And it's my fault for running you into the closing break, closing music here.
Well, I just wanted to say that.
Well, Pat, save the thought. You've got a rain check. We'll come back to it. And thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Another great day in the saga of the Trump phenomenon. See you all tomorrow night. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. This is a 2-hour show. God, I love live radio. I'm glad I didn't hit the refrigerator. We've got another hour. Pat, you stay there.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.